It's time for Sweet Home Cannabama, a show that'll answer all your questions, provide accurate information, and dispel the myths of cannabis. And have your specific questions answered by emailing jennifer@cannabama.com or text or call 343-0106. And now, for all things cannabis in Alabama, here's your host, Jennifer Boozer.
Welcome to the show, everybody. I'm Jennifer Boozer, your host, owner, and founder of Cannabama in downtown Mobile. We're located at 558 St. Francis Street. Our phone number is 251-255-5155. Our website is cannabama.com. You can find us under Sweet Home Cannabama on social media, and you can also find us on Citizen Green TV, which is available on Apple TV, Amazon, and Roku. We are here every Monday night at 7 o'clock here on FM Talk 106.5 along the Gulf Coast, and we live stream from social media. And we're also an audio podcast, and like I said just now, a TV show. So we try to cover all of our bases, and we are 1 month away from the Sweet Home Cannabama 6-year anniversary. So we have been doing live radio now for 6 years, which is crazy to think about, and right here out of Mobile, Alabama. So I could not be more proud to be the only one doing this on live radio airwaves around the country. So thank you for joining us. And thank you for being here every week. If you support weekly, we appreciate you more than we could possibly explain. Want to give a little HB 445 update. We have been back and forth, like I said last time, with the ABC board about what date we need to worry about. And we are being told that January 1st is the enforcement date. We are all open for business. We are all very much selling the same products we have always sold. And I know for me, it's been pretty quiet around Cannabama. And I think that we need to start really, as a society here in Alabama, as Alabamians, as neighbors, I think we need to have a crash course on how the legislative process works, how laws work. Because I really just think that a lot of people assumed that when the bill was passed and signed into law, that that meant it was law that day. And they don't understand that yes, you can still shop. No one's going to bother you. No one has bothered us. And we don't expect that to happen until January. Of course, we are going to pursue every legal avenue to prevent it from happening at all. But there's no 100% guarantees on that. But we are all working very hard as an industry to make sure that the realization or the fruition of 445 never comes to pass. But again, there's a lot of people that want this for a lot of bad reasons, and they're not going to like that. So definitely stay tuned, and we will keep you as informed as possible all along the way. But go and shop in your local stores. You don't have to shop in Cannabama. Wherever you shop, go and shop. We need our normal income. If we're going to be able to raise the funds to take this to court and stay in business long enough to change it, we need the support from our community. We need our regulars to come in and buy your regular stuff. You know, and if you want to buy a gift card from your favorite shop and not spend it, that would be real nice too, because we are going to be needing donations at some point to help us with that legal battle. So shop local, shop hemp dispensaries, and support the ones of us that stand to lose everything, not the places where they're going to pivot. And if they lose those products, they've got 1,000 other products. This is all we have. So when you can, shop local and shop at your local hemp dispensaries, because this is all we do and it's all we want to do. And then we need to continue our lobby efforts also. That's another thing that costs a lot of time and money, is having the right people to lobby for better legislation and to hopefully turn this thing around. But another big factor in what we're trying to do here is to make sure that everybody knows who voted for this bill and who voted against it, so they know who to vote for in the next election. We have elections coming up from governor on down to city council elections all over the state over the next year and a half. I know the primary for governor won't be until next May, But there are a lot of special elections happening as people are jumping ship and running for other offices and leaving vacated seats. There's a lot of election action happening from now until after this time next year. And we need to show these legislators and everybody, again, from the governor down to the city council positions, that we mean to have access to this plant and we want decriminalization. And we want to fight for federal descheduling. And so I know that Marty Shelper at the Alabama Cannabis Coalition is already working on vetting new candidates. And she's speaking with people and she's creating a document. I know the Alabama Hemp Trade Association is also working on a similar project so that when you go to vote, you know exactly how they are graded from an A to an F on their stance on cannabis and hemp in the state of Alabama. And that I'm not usually encouraging single issue voting, but they don't want to hear us any other way. So I'm going to say single issue voting is the only way to get anything done around here. So follow the Alabama Cannabis Coalition. You can find their website, alabamacannabiscoalition.org. You can follow the Alabama Hemp Trade Association on Facebook. And as we have updates on who says what and who voted for what, you'll be the first to know. So check those two organizations out for information as it comes. And then I need to announce this week. Y'all, I can't win for losing, it seems like. So last Wednesday, I was completely and totally banned from Facebook, my personal page, my radio page, and on Instagram, my personal radio and my business page. All gone, disappeared, no access. This is not Facebook jail. This is not a drill. Jennifer Isabel Boozer and Sweet Home Cannabama do not exist on those social media platforms anymore. No idea why. I know I didn't violate because I violated many times, not always on purpose or purposefully taking a risk, but there was no explanation, no way to really appeal anything, and it's been 6 days. So I don't think it's coming back. If anybody has any great suggestions on how I can get back on those platforms, because they are my largest following, that would be great. But you could follow us on our X channel, YouTube. Obviously, most of you are probably watching on YouTube right now. We have a LinkedIn page and a TikTok page. So until we figure out how to get back on Facebook and Instagram without being banned again, you can follow us there. HB8, the new vape bill, is now in effect as of yesterday. Disposable nicotine vapes are largely illegal in Alabama now. We don't really know how that's going to play out as far as the enforcement of it, but as of yesterday, that bill is in effect and being enforced, supposedly. So if you vape disposable nicotine vapes, I would maybe go and stock up if you can find any all over the state, because you're going to have to go out of state and break the law to get them from now on. And then June 20th, we are having a hemp industry rally at Elysian Garden in Birmingham at 6 to 10 p.m., 21 and up. It's open to the public. It's free. There will be live music, food trucks, speakers. You can come and meet industry people like me, other shop owners that you may see on social media. And, of course, we want to hear your concerns, and we want to be able to commiserate with you the stress of the last session and all the things happening. And it'd be a great time to ask your questions and provide moral support. So that will be, again, June 20th, which is a Friday, in Birmingham at Elysian Garden from 6 to 10. So if you're in the area or you feel like traveling for the weekend, we'll be up there, and you should definitely come and hang out with us, because we have got to get all of our ducks in a row for the next battle ahead. We've got, like I said, we've got a court battle ahead of us, and we've got the next session just in 6 months. And y'all, if you think that they're sitting around toasting each other after that passed, that might have lasted a day or two, but they know that we're not going to take this laying down. So I'm sure that they're already making their own plans. And we would like to be able to get on the front end of that and make sure that we come out on the good side of that and fight for the citizens of Alabama. When we come back from the break, we're going to be meeting somebody who is kind of a big deal in the media world. His name is Jimmy Young. He's the founder of Pro Cannabis Media. He is an Emmy Award-winning TV talk show host from New England who has over 40 years' experience in commercial television and radio. He is currently the founder of Pro Cannabis Media and the executive producer of Cannabis Coast to Coast News with Elena Pinto that started as Weed Talk News in 2020. It's a weekly program featuring a group of 16 like-minded multimedia content producers who contribute to the only national cannabis news show in the country. And I am fortunate enough to have been asked to be the Alabama correspondent, and I'm really excited to be able to bring a two-minute update on the happenings in cannabis and hemp in the state of Alabama and represent the people of Alabama. And when we come back from the break, we'll talk more about and to Jimmy Young. Stay with us.
Welcome back to Sweet Home Cannabama. Now with all the information you want about cannabis, here's your host, Jennifer Booser.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm in the middle of introducing our guest for tonight. His name is Jimmy Young. He is the founder of Pro Cannabis Media. I just wanted to list a couple more things about him. For the past 3 years, he has conducted hundreds of talk shows and interviews with domestic and international leaders in the cannabis industry. The content was produced that helped launch a Roku, Apple, and Android network that live streamed 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, from May 2021 to June 2023. Industry professionals called PCMTV the CNBC of weed. Some of his accomplishments include winning an Emmy Award for talk show host. He had record-setting sales as an account manager, four-time Emmy nomination in sports production, and a host of other accolades. Jimmy, welcome to the show, my friend.
Thank you so much for allowing me into your world, Jennifer. I can tell you right now, you're absolutely the nicest person I've ever met from Alabama.
Oh, well, thank you. I like to think that people from Alabama are generally friendly, but I will take that because I've met some that aren't.
Well, I'm sure there's good and bad everywhere, but Jennifer, I've never met anybody from Alabama.
Oh, wow. Oh, okay. Well, you started at the top, baby. Where you got to go from there?
It's all downhill from now on, you know?
That's right. It really is all downhill after me. Just ask my fiancé.
And congratulations on that, by the way.
Thank you.
That's an awesome thing. I've been down that road a few times, let's just say.
Oh, well, this will be my second. So let's get into this. Why go from being a sports guy to a weed guy? Let's just get that out of the way.
That is absolutely the best question that's ever asked of me, by the way. It's a convoluted answer, to be honest. First of all, I started in newsrooms in Boston, Massachusetts, when I was 20 years old, producing sports at the NBC affiliate.
Wow.
And from 1970, I'm old, from 1977 to 1998, I worked, you know, 3 to midnight, Wednesday through Sunday, is not conducive to stable relationships, let's just say.
Right.
And I was just totally burnt out by the time I got to 1998. I also had to ask myself, does knowing who won the game and looking at scores and highlights, does that really matter to the world? I really wanted to do something else. I covered an event in Boston called Team Harmony.
Yeah.
And Team Harmony packed the old Boston Garden with 15,000 young people in middle and high school and recognized their fight to combat all forms of discrimination in their communities. And then the organizers brought in members of sports teams from the Boston area. It's a great sports town here.
Mm-hmm.
And they gave out and recognized awards to these young people. It was an Anti-Defamation League event. And I got to tell you, it was magnificent. It was celebrating a friendship between a former Boston Celtics assistant coach named John Jennings and unfortunately, the late, great Reggie Lewis, who passed away. He was a member of the Celtics, and he passed away.
Wow.
But they were friends. And Reggie was from inner city Baltimore, and John was from Indiana. And they just thought that was really cool, as did the Anti-Defamation League. So this event was going on in the 90s, right up until 1999. Unfortunately, the Northeast director of the ADL, his name was Lenny Zakim. And if anybody's ever seen the bridge that has been built in Boston, it's called the Zakim Bridge, because Lenny bridged the two different groups all the time. He
wow.
believed in one family of humanity. He believed in, you know, finding out what somebody that might be different from you and embracing those differences, learning about them.
Right.
And that's what we really need. We need more of those around.
Absolutely.
He died. He died in 1999. But his little brother, Stu, is a PR master in New York City and is pro-cannabis. And when I met Stu in 2018 at the New England Cannabis Convention, and I saw he had a sign behind his booth that said, MJBA, the voice of cannabis. Now, at the time I went to that convention, I needed a sponsor
mm-hmm.
because I was starting a podcast.
Mm-hmm.
And yes, I got my sponsor that day, and I'm still friendly with her. But I saw that sign, I said, I want to be the voice of cannabis. I've been the voice of the Jumbos. I've been the voice of the Huskies. I've been the voice of
yeah.
Portland High School football and basketball
yes.
Back in the days when I was in Maine. But being the voice of cannabis sounded really cool to me.
I can relate to that.
Yeah. So, and I said, I want to be, and I extended my hand. I said, my name is Jimmy Young. I used to be a sportscaster in this town, and I'm starting a podcast on cannabis. And he goes, I'm Stu Zakim. And I go, are you any relation to Lenny? And he goes, he was my big brother. And I
oh.
go, well, he put us together for a reason. And,
right.
and we're friends. I could talk to him every single day if I wanted to. But, I mean, we're friends. We see each other at different events. And, you know, it is like finding a long-lost brother. And
right.
that Team Harmony event, I got to meet some pretty impressive people. Have you ever heard of the civil rights leader, John Lewis, the late John Lewis? He was a politician from Ohio.
No.
Great civil rights activist. I'm pretty sure he was at the bridge in Alabama.
Really?
Yeah, I'm pretty. I think I
in Selma.
I took my history
wow.
notes in my head. Yeah, he was there.
I mean, I know, and every Alabamian knows when you say the bridge, we know that that means Selma. But people from other states might not know that you're referring to the bridge in Selma, correct?
Correct. Absolutely. Absolutely. And there's somebody else that people definitely are going to. Have you ever heard of Justin Timberlake from NSYNC?
A little bit.
Okay. Yeah, I met him. That was kind of cool. Hillary Clinton also spoke at that event. And whether you like her or not, at the time, she was the first lady. And that, you know, earns a little respect. No
right,
matter what.
Of course.
And I'm trying to think of who else was. Boys to Men was there.
Wow.
I mean, it was really an amazing event. It really needs, I tell you, we need it now more than ever.
Oh, yeah.
Okay? We really do, because there's too much violence. There's too much hatred out there in the world. There's a horrible news story that came out of, where did it come out of? It was Colorado, wasn't it? Yes, it was Colorado recently, over the last couple of days. And, you know, Jennifer, if we don't learn how to get along, if we don't learn how to find good in all people, I'm not going to be around much longer anyway. I'm 67 years old, okay? And yes, I know I look damn good for 67.
You do.
Okay?
You look fantastic.
But my body is about 95, okay?
So well, you are part bionic man, though, right?
Yes, I have three fake body parts, and I had two body parts replaced last year.
Wow.
My left shoulder, it's right. Can you see? Look, I can do all this stuff now.
Right.
It doesn't hurt. So
right.
anyway, that's right. So I wanted to do more for the world than just scores and highlights and interviews. And
yeah.
I've done it for 25, 30 years, every single day. And I met some of the nicest people, greatest people. And the little trophy in the background was for a sports talk show for kids that I started.
Really?
At New England Cable News, which was a regional CNN in New England at 4.4 million homes and all that neat stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And I had my own show for 6 years on that network. And it was great. I mean, again, any sports fan would kill to have the life that I've had
right.
in my life. Because I got to cover Super Bowls and World Series and Final Fours and
wow.
broadcast from Rosenblatt Stadium, the College World Series. It's going on right now
yeah.
In Omaha, Nebraska. So I've had tremendous, a grateful, tremendous life.
Yes.
I'll be honest.
Sounds like some adventure for sure.
And now I'm involved in this industry, and I've met some of the most incredible people, dedicated people to the cause, people that have been vilified and unjustly jailed, unjustly treated. And that goes not just for the people that went to prison, but even people in this industry that got debanked. Hello, I got debanked, okay? Mm-hmm. Because after all, I am a pro-cannabis media guy.
Right.
And they didn't like that. The banks didn't like that too much. And I kept saying to them, I said, but I'm sorry. I don't touch the plant.
Right. You don't touch products. You don't sell anything but yourself.
Hang on a second. I touch products. Okay. I touch products. But I don't take money. You know, that's what they... And they said, well, you could be laundering money. I go, I'm not smart enough to launder money.
Wow. Okay? I got that. I got rejected. And they said they compared... This is a bank that my ex-husband and I had bought two homes from or through. Mm-hmm. And they said they compared what I was doing to a strip club and said, no, thank you. And I didn't understand at the time that meant high risk for money laundering.
Right. I know how to separate my colors and my white. You know what I'm saying? When I do my laundry,
I don't even bother to do that.
What can I tell you? I'm a domestic. Yeah. So I hope that gives you some life. I really wanted to feel more fulfilled as a human.
Right.
And it's funny because after I was on air for all that time, I did go over to the other side of the building to sales, and I made, you know, twice as much money as I made on camera in sales. And I became a local sales manager. And that was an interesting experience because I never liked management. And then I was in meetings with them.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And I wanted to be out with the people. I like talking to people and I like meeting new people. And that's really the reason why I moved away from sports broadcasting and looking. And my first business as an entrepreneur after I left the Boston Globe Media Group was Young Broadcasters of America. And I built a working television studio. You're using StreamYard, right? Aren't you using StreamYard? And you're live streaming, right? Mm-hmm. And that's really cool. Well, guess what? I was live streaming in 2009, 10, 11, 12, and 13, and simulcasting over-the-air radio, which was kind of unique, you know, at the time. People would go, well, how did you do that? And I was live streaming onto the homepage of my website. And then, of course, then I point to my 18-year-old savant, Chief Technical Officer Zach Washington, I said, because he knows what he's doing.
Right.
And I've always said, Jennifer, if you give young people an opportunity, they will blow you away.
I got to interrupt you right there. It's time to go to commercial. When we come back from the break, we'll pick right back up with Jimmy Young. Stay with us.
Welcome back to Sweet Home Cannabama. Now with all the information you want about cannabis, here's your host, Jennifer Booser.
Welcome back, everybody, to Sweet Home Cannabama here every Monday night at 7 o'clock on FM Talk 106.5, live streaming on X and YouTube tonight because we are banned from Facebook and Instagram. Jimmy, let's get into this. Tell us about your vision for pro-cannabis media and WPCM-TV.
Well, it's interesting you ask that because we continue to strategize about how we're going to rebrand ourselves as WPCM-TV because I'm tired of busting my butt and having my content. Well, you know, it's funny. It's never been taken down. I've never been banned from Instagram, which I never go on. I hate Facebook, too. Sorry, that's just how I feel, okay? And especially when they treat people like you. Like that. I mean, it's horrible.
It's a necessary thing. If you have a small business in this country, you have to have a social media presence. And that's especially challenging when everything about social media is built against you. So, yeah.
Right. Well, so start your own. And that's what we've done. Okay?
Okay.
And we have a distribution network. And we are going to be able to take, we can do whatever we want. Because guess what? We don't have to apply for a license with the FCC. It's the internet.
Right.
And if it's produced like TV, looks like TV, it's TV.
Right.
It's just it's being distributed in a different manner.
Right.
Online, as it were. And, and needless to say, there aren't too many rules and regulations about that. However, I'm fascinated with the commercials that you have in your state. Okay. Because you don't hear those commercials in the legal state like you hear in Massachusetts. You can't do that in Massachusetts.
That's what makes Sweet Home Cannabama so unique. We are the only ones on live FM radio. And yes, we have commercials for hemp and cannabis businesses. Because nobody else will touch my show with a 10-foot pole. Trust me.
Well, I'm really happy to be a guest, and I'm really happy that Amy Carter introduced us, okay?
Yes.
And I think she's out there watching or listening or whatever she's doing.
Yes, shout out to Amy Carter from Courage and Cannabis, and she is the Michigan correspondent for Cannabis Coast to Coast.
That's right, Cannabis Coast to Coast News. She is, and she does a great job, and she's one of the founders of Michigan Weedsters.
Yes.
And I loved her story from this week's show because she did it inside the State House in Michigan.
Yes, that was amazing.
I love that, okay? And this is the thing that I'm getting a charge out of. You know, I'm a teacher and a coach in my soul. Jennifer, you know that now. I mean, we've gotten to know each other a little bit. I want to help people understand that they can be better communicators through your own reach, okay?
Yeah.
You have a following. You don't have to depend on Facebook or Instagram.
Right.
Create your own following. What do you think an influencer has done? Okay, and everybody's, well, they're on TikTok. No, do it yourself, people.
Yeah.
Just like us. And and by the way, the W stands for wellness.
Wellness,
now
okay.
Now we're going away from, cannabis is a subset of the wellness community.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
Medicine. So I'm tired, like I said, of the SEO and the algorithms and all that. I said, look, you know what? We're going to continue to do what we're doing, but we're going to expand. We're going to have a hemp report. We already have a hemp reporter on my news show, Kerry Hinkle. He used to be with the U.S. Hemp Roundtable.
Right.
We've already expanded into an international reach now. I've got a European correspondent. I've got a Canadian correspondent. I just got a U.K. correspondent, and big news out of the U.K.
Yeah, I heard that report today. That was amazing.
That's right. So they're moving in the right direction as well. And I can't believe I've lived to see this day, by the way. And the fact that I'm right in the middle of it is exciting for me.
Yeah.
For sure.
I remember when I first got started in hemp, how there was, in Europe, they were like, yeah, no, we're not interested in all that. Which is crazy because I know they were growing it in certain countries like Austria and things like that. But yeah, they didn't want CBD in the UK. And so they have come a long way.
Yes, they have. And it's about freaking time. You know what I mean? It really is. You know, if you look at, and again, go back to the Farm Bill of 2018, our elected officials either knew exactly what they were doing, which is my theory, okay? Because they've created two different billion-dollar industries. Mm-hmm. And they're, of course, fighting each other. One's totally unregulated, and the other's overregulated. I mean, could this country have screwed this rollout more? They have screwed it up so bad. It's amazing, amazing.
Yes, it is.
And that's why it's really important for the federal government, and a Republican-controlled government can be heroes for this industry if they can create the regulations needed to roll this thing out. And that States Act 2.0 has all the makings of a well-thought-out plan to roll it out properly into this country, something they should have done in 2018 when they actually legalized the cannabis sativa plant and didn't even know what they were doing.
Yes, they did.
That's what I'd say, too. By the way, how can our elected officials not have talked to a scientist who understands this plant and how the endocannabinoid system works and how the plant interacts with the human body, with the emotions and the neurotransmitters in our brain and all this? They had to know what they
were doing. I don't know about the federal government, but I know in the state of Alabama, either they are real slow or they are willfully spreading bad information for a very specific reason. And most of them are doctors and lawyers who went to lots of schools and they got elected and everything. So I'm thinking they're not that dumb.
I agree 100% with you on so many fronts on this. But one thing I learned, I went to lobby days with the NCIA a couple of weeks ago, and I got to watch our government at work. Mm-hmm. Okay. They, you know what they're really good at? Delay. I mean, it's amazing to me. And then, of course, we had a chance this week to talk to Dina Titus, the congressperson from Nevada, who is the co-sponsor of that STATES Act, along with Republican Dave Joyce out of Ohio. And that's a bipartisan effort, which is important to do.
Absolutely.
This, okay? And I'm hoping that the people can make a difference and be that squeaky wheel with your local elected officials and let them know. Get on board with that STATES Act and let's move this forward, please.
Right. What do you think, I hadn't planned on asking you this, but now it's come to mind since you did go to D.C. for the lobby day. Any real shot at descheduling? I mean, I know everybody says reschedule, but any chance?
A lot of people in the industry do not want it rescheduled because it plays into the hands of
It will become pharmaceutical.
Right. And nobody wants to go to the pharmacy to get their weed.
Come on, people.
You know what I mean? It makes no sense at all. That being said, I do think that what the STATES Act is trying to do does make a lot of sense. And I hope they will. Is there a chance for that? Here's my hope. And I know this sounds going to sound a little convoluted out there. Cause I think you mentioned I'm from Massachusetts, right? Okay, from New England.
Yes.
Just throw that out there because I know I'm talking to the Gulf Coast, if you will. You know who's in charge of the White House, and he has a pretty big ego. We can all kind of agree on that.
We can all agree on that. Yes, absolutely. Right? Big ego.
When his approval rating goes down far enough, he's going to get on the phone with Mike Johnson at the House and say, you know what, get that STATES Act going. Okay, we need to create a new revenue stream, and more importantly, you won't say this, but this is what I need to be the hero.
Right, and that in and of itself, the fact that we know that they use it like that, all of them from top to bottom, infuriates me because you're literally playing with people's lives, deciding who gets to live and die based on your popularity rate. Not okay.
But that's what
I know. That's the reality, but it's not okay.
Yeah, it was a reality TV. I mean, come on, please. It is what it is.
It's not even about Trump. It's the administration before him and before him and before him. The reason that no one will touch marijuana with a 10-foot pole is because they want to make sure that it's the popular thing to do. If they're not sure, if they really just aren't sure what people will think, send it to the people. Let us vote.
And
that's not something that they allow in Alabama. They don't allow us to vote for anything but people, and 2/3 of the people are unopposed. That is the dark reality of Alabama politics.
And even when ballot questions have been approved now, politicians and the elected officials at each state are working to nullify the vote, the ballot questions that have passed.
Mm-hmm.
That really bothers me. It's taking away the right of citizens to say, you know what? Something's wrong. We're going to collect the signatures.
Right.
We're going to make changes. I was a rebel as a kid. I used to do the same thing. I wanted to collect signatures to get rid of certain things. So I did. That's kind of like how this country should be operating.
Well, that's how it's supposed to work. The elected officials carry out the will of the people, the last time I checked.
Yep. And fortunately, they carry out the will of themselves.
Yes. And Alabama, we've got a gubernatorial race coming up, and there Republicans will run against Tommy Tuberville, who is an Auburn football coach. Alabama is in this position today is because we all had football coaches for history teachers, and we know jack all about how this works and how to make it different. So maybe don't put one in the governor's office, but no one asks me. Probably why I got kicked off of Facebook, though. I was hot and heavy on that.
Jennifer, we'll talk off camera, off air. I may have a connection for you to play to perhaps get your pages restored. I've talked to a couple people that know what you're going through.
Right.
And they say, I can help that. I can do that. Well, let's see. I mean, again, this will be a good test for you. And there's nothing more that I like is when I can help other people make their lives better and do things for them. I you know what Ubuntu is? UBUNTU?
Mm-mm.
Basic, basically, it was the rallying cry of the 2008 NBA champion Boston Celtics. And basically, the premise is, I'm going to do the best job I can to make you the best you can be.
That's awesome. I appreciate any help on that. When we come back from the break in just a moment, we're going to talk more about Pro Cannabis Media and what's in the future. Stay with us.
Welcome back to Sweet Home Cannabama. Now with all the information you want about cannabis, here's your host, Jennifer Booser.
Welcome back, everybody. Tonight we're talking to Jimmy Young, the founder of Pro Cannabis Media. Jimmy, I have a question about, so you do the show Cannabis Coast to Coast, and you have different correspondents from different states like me. I'm going to be speaking for Alabama. Amy speaks for Michigan, and there are other correspondents. Why have state correspondents? I'm curious as to why you wanted to do it that way.
Well, I can tell you, after listening to your commercials, I'm blown away, okay? Because every state is different.
Okay? It is.
I'm so psyched. I have a program director in Boston that I'm going to send your air check to, okay? Because I'm like, Why is an FM talk show in Alabama?
Thank you. I would like to give myself a round of applause and thank you to Sean Sullivan, who is the guy from FM Talk Radio who took a chance on me. They actually had a local doctor whose son grows in Colorado, and he was selling CBD products out of his practice. I think he's an occupational therapist. And he came on and did a little interview with Sean, and the show went nuts because people were asking questions. One guy even drove up here because he was like, I need some. And they were like, sir, this is a radio station. So, but I had, when I started, no one else was doing this, doing hemp dispensary at all. But I instinctively knew people needed information. I was teaching classes in my shop for free. And I guess word got around on social media, and they came to me and said, hey, we have a radio spot on Monday night between the cars and the sports. And, you know, we'd love a show to explain what this is, and we would like it to be you. And I was like, sure, I've never done that before, but I'll do anything. And so we did. And it's, like I said at the beginning of the show, our sixth anniversary is next month. And I think it's wild that Mobile and Alabama itself aren't proud to be the only ones, you know, like, hey, can we give a little credit to Sean Sullivan for having the forethought to understand that this is a conversation people want to have and they want to hear from experts. And so I'm not an expert on anything. I'm just really good at regurgitating information, and I will talk to a brick wall. I will rub cream on you inappropriately at a gas station if I see you're having trouble. I do not care. I understand intrinsically how badly people misunderstand this and how much they need to know the right information. And then they need access to the right products. And I was willing to put in that footwork. And so, yes, I'm going to toot my own horn a little, toot toot, because I do this every week in and out. And those commercials are not paid, by the way. Those are my friends, the people that I lobby with, the people that I read through policy for me and explain it to me like a 4-year-old, and the people that show up for me. That's who those commercials are, because they can't afford commercials either, and nobody will pay me. So I just do my friends a solid every week, and I hope they know how much I love them. Because I do that, because they deserve that. It's tough out here, man. I can't figure out why nobody wants to get behind a show like this, but that's okay. I've paid for it myself for 6 years, and as long as Cannabama exists and I have customers coming in, then we will continue to do this on my dime. The great thing about that is nobody can tell me what to do but the FCC.
No disrespect, Shepard, you don't have to worry about the FCC if you're on the internet.
And
this is why I'm doing what I'm doing, because I want a safe haven for the industry to tell their stories. And we've been doing it now since 2018. Okay. And
yeah.
Now we're ready to, we're poised to take off, if you will. Now, granted, we've had 1.3 million views of our work in 4 years on our
right.
YouTube channel. I've looked at the impressions, millions of impressions. I mean,
right.
So I have, you know, I'm a ratings guy. What can I tell you? That's what I remember. Ratings, right.
Right.
I mean, I live for
absolutely.
Ratings, okay. Well, they don't have ratings. Nobody cares about ratings anymore. They care about how many clicks did you get?
Yeah.
Did you get click throughs? What's your click through rate? What
right.
are your downloads? I'm like, and you know, you're talking to these 25-year-old kids who think they know marketing, and I'm like,
yes,
I know.
And every if I had a dime for every SEO expert that called me, messaged me, or.
Oh.
Or stalked me, I wouldn't need SEO.
That's right. I understand that. I understand that too. So,
yeah.
But, you know, I have a friend who's Sean Sullivan too, and he works for the Boston Celtics, and he got me tickets to the clinching game in 2008 when the Celtics beat the Lakers.
Really?
I know everything goes back to sports, yep. But when you said Sean Sullivan, it's like, I know Sean Sullivan. Just like Boston. You think there's a few Sean Sullivans up here? You
probably a few.
Yeah.
A few Irish guys up there with that name, I'm
That's
sure.
Right. That's right.
Well,
That's
Sean
right.
Sullivan that I know, his neck is 100% red, baby.
You know what? And God love them for it, because you know what? We need rednecks too, because they too need to be enlightened.
Yes,
okay?
They do. So real quick, what is your biggest frustration in the industry?
The unjust treatment of the entire industry.
Yeah.
Not being able to market, not being able to write off regular business expenses. That 280E thing is so bad. And yet, you know, they just had a case. They tried to bring, you know, prohibition is unconstitutional. And they tried to get in front of the Supreme Court, which I never.
I was just reading about that.
Yeah. And, you know, like I'm not a big fan of that, to be honest with you, because I just don't think that's the way to go about it. This has to be done. And I hate to use this at a grassroots level. It really has to be
yes.
in your cities and towns, because those cities and towns are working to make the industry fail, just mm-hmm. like the federal government is, which means you have to dig your heels in even more and
mm-hmm.
and make yourself known. Pick up the phone. Get the people that come into your stores to make calls to their elected officials and say, we're tired of the treatment. You know,
right.
70% of Americans want this legalized.
Right.
I mean, hello? You know what I mean?
I agree. Like I said, if they ever put it to a vote in the state of Alabama, I think they will all be shocked at the landslide victory we would have on that. I really believe that they do not understand the implications of what they have just done to the only access to plant medicine that Alabama has. And our medical program, we didn't even talk about that because it's just embarrassing at this point.
Yes, it is.
It really, really, like, okay, yep, we're just living up to the stereotypes at this point. I want to ask you this because I know you have a good answer. Who is the most famous person you ever got high with?
I certainly love the fact that I handed you that question, because getting high with Jerry Seinfeld was one of the funniest freaking things I ever had an experience. In 1986, I was covering the Red Sox-Mets World Series. The station got me back in a limo liner. At the time, my wife, Renee, picked me up at the jetport, and in the back seat was Jerry Seinfeld, Carol Leifer, who was also a stand-up comic and the executive producer of that show called
wow.
Seinfeld, and another comic named Larry Miller, who was in Pretty Woman,
uh-huh.
and he also was a stand-up comic out in L.A. And when we got high, it was Sunday night at like 10:30, quarter of 11 in Maine. Nothing is open on Sunday night at 11 o'clock at night, okay,
right.
in Maine, except for one store, and one store in the 80s was open. And I bet you've heard of L.L. Bean, haven't you?
Yeah.
Yeah. So they only had one store back then in Freeport, Maine, and we knew it was open 24 hours a day.
What?
So that's where we went. And going through the hat section with Jerry Seinfeld and Larry Miller was, I mean, you know, sometimes you laugh so hard, and Brett, we were high, that your sides hurt.
Yes.
I mean, it was funny. They put their little, you know, the all the hunter gear on. They're doing Elmer Fudd and Silly Wabbit. And I mean, it
I cannot imagine the impressions. Oh, my goodness. What a great memory.
I wish I had a smartphone. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I would have loved it. That would have gone viral.
Back in the day when you could just be yourself and there was no evidence. Yes.
Right.
Real quick, before we run out of time, where can we find Pro Cannabis Media?
Yes. Oh, okay. So download our app, PCM Space TV, is probably the best thing to do. It's free, and it has documentation of the fight to end cannabis prohibition right on there. In fact, every show that we have on our app had over 10,000 views on YouTube, and it had we've documented over the last 4 years this fight. And we're still doing it, and it is the place to go when you want to see the weekly news because it's there at 9 a.m. on Mondays. Because I stay up until 3:30, like I did last night, to make sure that
yes.
it made deadline at 9, and it was
Thank
there.
You, Jimmy. We've got to go, and you can catch Jimmy and me every week on Cannabis Coast to Coast News, and of course, join us here every Monday night. God bless you, and God bless Alabama Hemp and Cannabis.